It was a crazy day in Trenton yesterday with voices on all sides of the cannabis debate sounding off. I heard a lot of dumb stuff yesterday at the State House. Let's start with some questions for cannabis proponents. Then, we'll address some concerns coming from marijuana skeptics. Expungement Newark Mayor R.A.S. Baraka had questions about the expungement piece yesterday. CPIC, it's not the priority it should be in New Jersey's quest to legalize cannabis. For example, there's still only one expungement judge per county. Does that sound like a priority to you? On the other hand, as Assemblyman Jamal Holly pointed out, we have an historic piece of legislation here dealing with expungement. We have never had anything this solid. Over 200,000 people will be eligible for expungement with the stroke of a pen. They're both right. Tax stamp. Did you know there's a tracking provision in the recreational bill that empowers the Cannabis Commission to slap a tax stamp on pretty much everything? Basically, the license holder pays the state for a tax stamp for each product moved from seed through to sale. This, in addition to the $42 sales tax consumers will pay for each ounce of cannabis. There's no fee ceiling and not much statutory guidance in the bill. I can't even. Giving the commission of bureaucrats, inadvertently or no, the unilateral power to tax cannabis, or anything, is not the way to win GOP votes. Bill sponsors should amend the bill to include a low ceiling stamp price and make it subject to the same university review the sales tax. Congratulations and you're welcome. You just picked up moderate GOP votes in both houses. No so, Micro New Jersey's legalization legislation, A4497/A2703, sets aside 25% of microlicenses for veterans, women, and minority entrepreneurs. Sounds great, doesn't it? Micro in this instance is anything under 2,500 square feet, which is slightly larger than one half a basketball court. Which is pretty big. A facility that size will easily cost $4 million from the time of application through to their grand opening. Are we being honest to veterans and minorities with pleasing-sounding mandates? Is it appeasement or cruelty to pretend these micro-licenses are acquirable for someone coming from an impact area most harmed by the war on drugs? And then telling this very special unicorn who managed to snag a highly coveted license basically, good luck bro, now go raise that $4 million without loans using only your Rolodex. UMMOK. Naysayers. Apparently Assemblywoman Shavonda Sumter still thinks cannabis is a gateway drug. She's right if you consider all those, mostly, black and brown people for whom cannabis is a gateway into prison. I don't know how you can represent Patterson and not be intimately aware of the pain and damage marijuana legalization has caused. That old gateway canard was a stark contrast to Sumter's own district mate Benji Wimberly. An opportunity to expunge a criminal record of a cannabis-related charge could mean the difference between working and not working for an individual, Wimberly said. It will be a process, and it will take a little effort, but expungement will be possible for many residents. Naysayer too. I think with the safeguards we have in place that I, as a mother, would have no problem with that my children would be exposed to this type of drug. Assemblywoman Valerie Vanieri Huddle, after voting to legalize medical cannabis, January 2010, this opened a whole new doorway for underage pot smoking, said Assemblywoman Valerie Huddle, before a vote to legalize recreational cannabis, March 2019. A lot has changed in the last 9 years, including the general acceptance that cannabis prohibition has failed. The Assemblywoman acknowledged a shift in attitude to Insider NJ. Although public opinion and support for the legalization of recreational marijuana has grown, I don't believe our scientific evidence has, Vanieri Huddle told Insider NJ. Groups such as the American Academy of Pediatrics AAP remain in opposition, as well as healthcare professionals pointing to concerns regarding cognitive effects on the brain and the long-term implications of marijuana use from a young age. I'm worried about the cognitive effects on the brain and the long-term implications of watching your mom or dad get locked up for weed. No one wants kids smoking pot. I adore Valerie Huddle and I truly believe she's doing what she thinks is best for children in New Jersey. I hope she knows I'm working to upend prohibition for the very same reason.